Hello and welcome to another Rock Climber Life podcast. I am your host, Jif Zafrid. And today we're going to talk about what gear you need when you want to start climbing. But before that, I have a couple housekeeping items. First of all, make sure you connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and iTunes. On all four platforms, on the blog, rockclimberlife.com, on the right side, there's a Twitter and Facebook button. Towards the top, there's a YouTube button. And at the top and also on the right, there's an iTunes button. So check me out on all four of those there. Okay, so with the main part of today's podcast, gear to start climbing. I'm constantly asked, you know, what gear do I need to start climbing, or I want to go to the climbing gym, what do I need to take with me? You know, I want to climb outside, what gear do I need? All these types of questions about gear and starting out. Well, today we're going to go through all the different basic types of gear you need for some different types of climbing, bouldering, top roping in the gym, top roping outside, and sport climbing. So to start off, the basic gear for all climbers, no matter what type of climbing you're doing, in my opinion, is climbing shoes and a chalk bag with chalk. For your first pair of climbing shoes, I recommend getting something cheap, like a pair of Mad Rocks or something like that. Your footwork's going to be terrible, and you're going to end up just destroying them anyhow. So for your first pair, like I said, get something cheap. Once you get better at climbing, then you can spend some money on a nice pair of shoes and make sure you try them at a shop that has some little climbing wall or something like that that you can stand on the edges and actually see how they feel. After climbing shoes is the chalk and the chalk bag. Now, some people may not consider this essential gear at all. I mean, I know a few people who don't even use any chalk at all. But in my opinion, chalk is essential. I'm quite sweaty when I climb, and I really need chalk. So for me, that's basic gear. Going back to the shoes, a lot of people say, well, I can just climb in tennis shoes. Well, you really can't. I mean, unless the climb is really, really easy and the holds are enormous, you're going to be sliding off, and the tennis shoes are just going to be rolling, and it's not going to work out. You're not going to have a good time. So you can always rent shoes at the local gear shop or something like that, but that's the basic gear, shoes and chalk. Going on down the list, next is bouldering. So if you're just going to go bouldering, you need the basic gear that I just talked about, shoes and chalk, and then you need a bouldering pad. Bouldering pad is basically just like a small mattress that protects you when you fall off the boulder, you know, at some low height, like, you know, 8-10 feet, something like that. You don't break your ankles on the ground below. So you need a bouldering pad. It really is essential. For your first pad, any pad, you know, there's so many pads out there. So many companies make different pads. I've looked at a lot of different ones. They seem all sort of the same. The best pad, in my opinion, I don't have any personal experience with this company, but Organic is the name of a bouldering pad manufacturer, Organic Climbing, and they seem to really make the top of the line bouldering pads. They seem to just be the best out there based on reviews and you know, seeing things like that. So moving on down, if you're gonna top rope in the gym, now of course you don't need a bouldering pad, but you need the basic gear, and again, basic gear, shoes and chalk. And then additionally, if you're going to top rope in the gym, you need a harness and a belay device and some locking belay carabiner for that belay device. So to start with the harness, most gyms, you can rent shoes, chalk bag, harness, belay device. You can rent all this stuff, but this is just things that you will need, whether you rent it or whether you buy it. So you definitely need a harness if you're going to top rope. You're going to be going up to higher heights, and you need a harness. And most gyms, I mean, almost all of them that I know of, they have the rope. So you do not need a rope. They have them hanging from the rafters above. So, but you need a harness. Your first harness, I don't know. This is a tough call. I mean, I got a really cheap, you know, not really great harness as my first harness. And, you know, just used it, and then it just got me going. And then later, I got a nice harness. I got the Petzl Calidris, which I've done a video review of. But you can get a nice harness right out of the gate. That's kind of up to you. I mean, Petzl makes great harnesses. Black Diamond is another. They make a lot of harnesses. They're all very good. Arc'teryx has some excellent harnesses. They're a little bit pricier than some of the others. Just look around. There's a at the local climbing shop. There's a lot of different companies. Try them on, hang in them, and see if they hit all the right spots in your hips and your legs. After that, you need a belay device and a locking carabiner, preferably a parabiner, which will fit the belay device and the rope properly. For your first belay device, I strongly recommend getting an ATC or tube-style belay device. I do not recommend getting a gree-gree. I think getting a gree-gree is the first device leads to, and for those of you that don't know, a gree-gree is an auto-locking belay device, although it's not dummy-proof at all. Plenty of people get injured all the time when they're being belayed by gree-grees. So I think that's the reason why you shouldn't get a gree-gree if it's your first device and you're a beginner. You should get a tube-style ATC. Because I think a gree-gree just leads to sloppy belaying if you're not already experienced with belaying. As far as an ATC is concerned, this is a tough call for me. If I were to start over, I would get an ATC guide or Reverso 3. I personally have the Reverso 3 right now. But I would get one of those, which is built for multi-pitch climbing. And they have this thing called guide mode where you can belay right off of the anchor. I would get one of those instead of just a straight ATC, because if you keep going with climbing, you'll probably do multi-pitch climbing, and you're going to need one of these anyhow. So you might as well get a device that does everything. So, and they're like $10 more than a regular ATC, so I would just go ahead and get an ATC guide or Reverso-type device. And they're actually called plaquettes. So that concludes the top roping gear if you're going to top rope in the gym. The next bit is top roping outside. Now, you're going to need your own rope and things like that, so we're going to go into that now. But to start, when you top rope outside, you need the gear from top roping in the gym. So that includes shoes, chalk, harness, and a belay device and a carabiner. But you also need a climbing rope. Now, this one I have a very different opinion from some others. When only top roping, I use a static rope, and a lot of people are going to, you know, write comments or, you know, say, oh, that's wrong, and I've seen threads on Mountain Project and Climbing.com about people using static ropes for top roping. I've never had an issue. I was taught using a static rope when top roping. If you have a competent belayer and you don't have a lot of slack in the system, a static rope, I think, is by far the way to go for top roping, because when you're a beginner and you're top roping, beginners usually fall the first 10 feet or so of the climb. And if you have a dynamic rope, like a true climbing rope, that all that rope stretch, they're going to hit the ground, because the belayer is going to have them so tight to prevent them from hitting the ground. So when you have a static rope, it's exactly what it sounds like. It doesn't stretch, where a dynamic rope has stretch. So if you're using a dynamic rope and your beginner climber falls the first 10 feet, they're likely going to hit the ground. They won't hit it hard, but they're going to hit the ground. Where a static rope, they will not hit the ground because there's no rope stretch. And also, static ropes are so much more durable. They're not only much cheaper than a true dynamic, true climbing rope, but they're also much, much more durable. So, you know, your first rope, if you're going to be top roping for a year or so before you start sport climbing, I would get a static rope. That is my personal opinion. You're also going to need about 75 feet of maybe some slightly thinner static rope, not like, you know, the 11 millimeter, you know, true burly static rope that you're going to be using for your climbing rope. But you're going to need, like, you know, in the range of 10 millimeter, 10 and a half millimeter static rope, about 75 feet. And what that'll do is that'll enable you to build anchors off natural anchors, whether they're trees or large boulders. So you're going to need that for anchor building. So again, 75 feet of static rope. The next thing is two double shoulder length slings. Sorry. Well, now what those are is if you have a sling, they're also called runners, and you throw it over your shoulder and your neck, if it wraps around and it doesn't, you know, hang down by your knees, that's a single shoulder length sling. You're going to need double shoulder length slings. And what these are for is if you're building anchors off of bolts, when you're going to put two carabiners into each bolt, and you're going to make an anchor with these slings. You only need one, but I prefer to have two just with me. So I consider two kind of the minimum, two double shoulder length slings. Now I already mentioned the carabiners. You're gonna need two locking oval carabiners. Now the oval carabiners are where your climbing rope is gonna run through from the anchor. So you're gonna connect the oval carabiners to the master point and the anchor, and you're gonna run the climbing rope through those oval carabiners. Now when you have two carabiners and you have them opposite and opposed, ovals, in my opinion, work the best because it lets the climbing rope lay nicely, the carabiners aren't twisted and kind of angled funny, and it doesn't twist the rope. So I prefer oval carabiners to clip into the climbing rope. They have to be locking carabiners as well, in my opinion. I would definitely get two oval locking carabiners. And the last two, you need two more carabiners, and that's if you want to, again, set anchors up at bolts. And these can be D carabiners or modified D or pair carabiners. It doesn't really matter as long as they're just two locking carabiners that you can clip into the two bolts if you're building an anchor off of the bolts. Now the last topic is sport climbing outside. Now if you're sport climbing outside, you don't need all this static rope and 75 feet of another static rope and all these things that I mentioned for top roping outside. If you're sport climbing outside, also likely you have more experience too. But the minimum gear you need for sport climbing outside is first the top roping in the gym gear. And again, that's shoes, chalk, harness, a belay device, and a locking carabiner for that belay device. So you see kind of a consistent, you know, trend here with this gear that carries over. Now the next thing for sport climbing is approximately 10 quick draws. Some long climbs have more, like 11 or 12, but 10 will get you started for sure. And just choose a quick draw, you know, don't overthink it, just find one you like. I prefer wire gates on the rope end. Some other people don't. So just get 10 quick draws and go to the shop, see what you like. Don't spend tons and tons of money on it. You don't need, like, you know, $50, you know, quick draw type some crazy thing. Just get some decent quick draws that will serve the purpose, and they'll serve you for many years. The next thing you need is a true climbing rope. Now, when you're sport climbing, you absolutely need a dynamic rope. You cannot sport climb with a static rope. You will break your back when you fall, because you're going to be falling when you sport climb, likely. And if you fall, you're going to be falling, you know, a good bit. So you need a rope with some stretch. My personal preference for climbing rope is Sterling. I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of friends as well, and they almost all of them use Sterling. So I really haven't heard too many bad things about Sterling rope. They're very durable. They handle very well. I love Sterling ropes. That's my personal favorite. Now the last bit of gear you need for sport climbing is somewhat optional, and this goes into some of the gear that you needed when you were top roping. And the reason is that when you climb to the top of a sport pitch, if you're going to have your partner top rope and then clean the gear off, in my opinion, you should set up a proper top rope anchor. I do not consider a proper top rope anchor to non-locking quick draws. I don't consider that an anchor at all. And I don't recommend setting up a top rope that way with two non-locking quick draws, even though you see people doing it all the time. I've heard from a guide that I've worked with, I took some classes with down at the New River Gorge. He has personally seen quick draws come unclipped at the top of roots. And he's seen it a couple times, and he was the one who taught me, you know, don't throw quick draws into the bolts and think that that's a proper anchor, because you don't have all the quick draws from the bottom. When you climb up, you're going to be cleaning them off, and then once you get to the top, all you have is these two quick draws. So, to make a long story short, you need two double shoulder length slings, which is exactly the same as what you needed for top roping outside. And you need two locking oval carabiners and two locking offset D carabiners. And that's for building an anchor if your second is going to top rope. Now, if you're just going to lower off, pull the rope down and the second climber is just going to lead again, then you don't need this stuff. But if your second is going to top rope and clean the gear on the way up, then you do need this stuff, and you need to build a proper anchor. That's the safest way to do it. And the last bit I have is gear to rappel. Now, a lot of people use a lot of different things to rappel, and I'm probably going to make a video, some sort of instructional video on the best way to set up a rappel once you're at the top of a sport pitch. So right now I'm going to leave that kind of vague and just say gear to rappel. But basically what you're going to need is you're going to need your belay device, your tube style belay device, and the locking carabiner. And you're going to need maybe a sling or two to hook in, a sling or two and a locking carabiner to clip into the bolts. So when you're taking all the anchor off, you're connected still to the rock, to the bolts. And I always back up my rappels. And you're going to need an auto block and a carabiner for that. So I'll make a video on that. I don't want to go too much into that, into detail, because it's just kind of confusing if over a podcast. It's not really the right venue to talk about gear to rappel. It just doesn't make any sense. So that'll do it. So basically what we've gone over today is just basic gear to when you want to start climbing. Whether you're bouldering or top roping in the gym or top roping outside or sport climbing outside. So I hope this helped. And if you've been climbing for a long time, if I missed something that you consider essential gear, write in the comments and let me know what you think. Let me know if I was right on the money here, or if you were like, oh man, you should have put, one other item or something. Oh, actually, I did forget one item. A helmet. I could personally consider a helmet essential. Lots of people don't, okay? So that one I'm not going to put on the list that I have below the podcast here on online, on the blog Rock Climber Life. I'm not going to put that on the list because so many people do not climb with a helmet that's just one that's my opinion. I always wear a helmet. It's just the way I am. And with that, this has been Jif Zafrid with another Rock Climber Life podcast. Be sure to check out the blog, rockclimberlife.com, for more. Thanks for listening.